This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The New York Times is reporting that federal prosecutors are preparing criminal charges against Credit Suisse and BNP Paribas. In the case of the Swiss bank, it involves allegations that help clients avoid taxes. In the case of BNP, based in France, it's about doing business with companies in violation of U.S. economic sanctions. The Times says this would challenge a common belief in the financial world that big banks are too important to charge in criminal cases. Ben Protest writes for the Dealbook section of the Times and co-wrote today's piece. Ben, good morning.
Morning.
What do you have here, Ben? A renewed focus on the behavior of banks, or is it the end game of a long investigation?
Well, these investigations have been going on for years, and now we're seeing a lot of investigations into, you know, sanctions violations. These are banks that, you know, permitted transactions with countries that were sanctioned. These are countries like Iran, Sudan, and these are this new breed of cases. I'd say has been going on for the last few years, certainly in New York, but as well as in main justice in Washington. These is kind of a new batch of cases the last few years.
What does your reporting say about how authorities treat banks that violate the law? Do you think we're moving away from some kind of system of banks that are too big to jail?
I think we are, but we are very slowly. So we still have this deep, deep concern that if without collaborating with the regulators, there's the potential that an institution's charter could be pulled or some other serious criminal charge. And as a result, there could cause a run in the bank or some sort of catastrophic economic implication. And I think that, yes, while the prosecutors are definitely testing these fears and moving away from them, it's not being solved.
Now, if charges are ultimately brought against some of these banks, as your sources suggest they might, what are you hearing about when this could happen?
Well, in the Credit Suisse case, that one could really be in the next couple weeks. And there we're expecting either a guilty plea for the main arm of Credit Suisse in Zurich, or perhaps even the parent company itself. I think it's more likely that it's going to be the main Zurich arm. The BNP case could really be just shortly on the heels after that. So still, these are really in the next couple weeks to couple months.
Ben Protest, co-author of the New York Times piece about this today, writes for the Dealbook section. Ben, thank you.
Thanks so much.
BNP and Credit Suisse did not comment on the Times story, which cites unnamed sources.